folks, right now we've got the privilege of being joined by Agriculture Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment, Robert Bonney. Robert, good to have you on News and Views.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, I hunt pheasants. I've seen CRP go away. I have to tell you, this announcement that you're going to make a little bit later today is really cool.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, there are a lot of folks like you that are concerned with some of the losses in grasslands and wetlands. Obviously, significant impacts on pheasants, but also duck populations. What we're doing tomorrow is we're, setting aside up to about $35 million for efforts in the prairie potholes to protect those areas, to protect some of the lands that are coming out of CRP, to work with landowners on a voluntary basis to do that.
So this isn't mandatory on those ag producers that are listening to you right now. This really comes down to if they like this, they can take part in it.
That's exactly right. So this is what we're trying to do is create more options for producers. If they have land coming out of CRP where there are areas that they think would be good for wildlife habitat, but there's also work we can do to keep them in grazing, to keep them in hang, so this can be these can be working lands. We think there's some real opportunities, and what we're going to do is use some of our working land dollars in the Farm Bill through the Environmental Quality Incentive Program to work with those landowners to protect those areas.
Undersecretary Bonney, was this part of the new Farm Bill, or was this something you were working on all along?
This is something we've been working on all along. The good news is that we don't have to wait to get all the details worked out and how we're going to roll out the new Farm Bill. We're working to do that quickly over the coming months. But we can roll this out this spring. We've got some time to develop some of the new efforts under the new Farm Bill. The good news about the new Farm Bill is that we think there are going to be some provisions in that Farm Bill that are going to enhance the effort we're announcing tomorrow and even add to it as we move forward.
Now, the region that matters the most to me is obviously the one where the people right now are listening to me, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Montana. How can that affect this area, this part of the country?
So this initiative that we are announcing is targeted only to that area. So these dollars are just going to be focused in those areas. So we're taking a portion of those Farm Bill dollars over the next 3 years, focusing on this particular issue in these areas. And what we're going to do is we're going to work with our partners, some of the conservation groups and others, to enlist landowners in this effort. Landowners, if they're interested, can reach out to their NRCS offices, and we're going to look for ways to work with them to protect these areas.
So the lands that we're talking about that are voluntarily entered into something like this, the very places that can work as, you know, build for habitat so that we have more things out there to hunt, will some of that be open to hunting, or is that going to be kind of preserved?
So that's up to the landowners. There's we have some a program in the in the Farm Bill that will work with states and landowners on voluntary access to private working lands. But this program is just about working with landowners on the habitat, working with landowners on grasslands. So there's no requirement to open it up. Our hope is that there will be opportunities for folks to hunt on some of these lands. So not only will it benefit those landowners, it may benefit others as well. And the hope here is, you know, there are a lot of restaurants, hotels, other things in the Great Plains that may also benefit from making sure that there's habitat out there for folks to come and visit during the hunting season.
Agriculture Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment, Robert Bonney, is our guest. We're talking about $35 million over a three-year period here. How hard do you think it's going to be to get some of these farmers to sign up?
I think we're going to have real interest in this. Crop prices have dropped somewhat. I think this offers the opportunity for some additional resources for those landowners to help them think about some of these options. In addition to the Farm Bill conservation dollars, we also have some opportunities for carbon crediting potentially. We've got a partnership with Ducks Unlimited in the region that we think can potentially bring some private dollars to this. We're looking at some wetlands banking potentially as well, maybe bring some private dollars there as well. We're also going to work to increase our resources to help landowners with wetland determinations in the region. We want to make sure that we're that we're efficiently working through those determinations as landowners come to us and ask for those. So this is a pretty broad announcement. Most of the dollars are in the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, but there are other aspects to it as well.
There's one thing, Robert, that no one can really argue about, and that is the effect that CRP had on wildlife. A lot of that going out. Do you see this as a replacement to all of that, or just at least one of the tools you can use to try to enhance it and bring some of it back?
Well, I think it is a tool to do exactly what you just said. The Farm Bill has reduced the amount of acres we're going to have in CRP. We're going to have to do a better job of targeting our CRP lands, but we're also going to have to work with those landowners as those lands come out to target the most sensitive areas of those lands to see if there are opportunities to keep them in conservation. As I mentioned before, there are opportunities here to keep these as working lands for cattle and for hay. So we think there's some opportunities there. But, you know, we're in an environment now where we have less dollars in the federal budget. And so we've got to be more focused. We've got to get the most bang for the buck that we can out of these dollars. We think this is an opportunity to do that.
To meet the criteria. Because a lot of people listening are going to say, you know, some of these might be marginal lands, young farmers now, this will take it out of production. How does that all play out in your mind?
So in our Farm Bill programs, we ask landowners to apply, and then we rank those proposals based on the best areas. And I think, you know, our expectation here is we're more likely to get those areas that are maybe a little bit more marginal for cropland production. So we think this is a win-win. We think that we're increasing the tools available for farmers and ranchers. It's voluntary, and so, you know, the hope here is that we can do this in a way that keeps the most productive lands in farming, but provides some opportunities for those lands where maybe there's some opportunities to do some other things.
Good thing for those of us that still own a Remington or a Winchester. Robert,
exactly.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on and explaining it to us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.